My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, in today's gospel, we hear about two parables in which we see two great rejoicing or overjoy in finding out the lost one. A famous picture, Jesus carries a sheep on his shoulder, is very familiar to us. Undoubtedly, we can say that the sheep is on his shoulder, is regained from the lost, it's a lost state. Imagine when something is so precious to us is lost, then we shall be disturbed or we shall be very painful until we shall find it out. Same way, likewise, or we are so precious before God. So God does not want any one of us is being lost or get lost. My dear brothers and sisters, our God is so loving, so forgiving, so compassionate. The face of Jesus is the compassionate love of our Heavenly Father. So we are not the lost one, but we are regained by Lord Jesus Christ. So let us be a people of blessing. Let us be a people of God's beloved sons and daughters in our life. That is the message of the gospel I would like to share with you in this fine evening. My dear brothers and sisters, as Father introduced me, I am Father Jiju Abraham, a missionary religious priest from India. I belong to missionaries of Our Lady of La Salette. I was born and brought up in the south part of India, and I joined seminary after my high school, and by grace of God, I was ordained as priest in the year 2010. This is my first visit in the USA, and I really thank you all for having me this fine weekend. Has anyone heard about La Salette or La Salette missionaries?
Yes.
La Salette is a hilly village located in the French Alps in France, where our Blessed Mother appeared and gave the message of reconciliation. It was taking place on September 19, in 1846. My religious community was founded on the basis of this merciful appearance of our Blessed Mother at La Salette. Today we are 850 priests and 5,000 lay associates that work in 27 countries around the world. In India, we are 55 priests taking care of different activities, parishes, retreats, schools, family apostolate, social ministries, and so on. Generally, when we speak about our La Salette missions, most of our mission undertakings are in the third world countries like India, Philippines, Burma, Madagascar, Tanzania, Angola, Haiti, Bolivia, Argentina, Brazil, and so on. In India, we have 70 seminarians in various levels of formation. We are involved in various youth programs in schools and colleges. We are engaged in educating poor children in all our mission areas. Our schools are located in the remote areas wherein we provide free education to the poor and the marginalized. In our schools, most of the children are not Christians, but we introduce Jesus to them. Moreover, since the parents cannot afford to meet the basic needs of their children, food and clothing and education, they force children to work in the farm and being on the streets. When we look at India, there are many religions, and Hinduism, one of the dominant religion. 80% of Indians are Hindus. So in this religion, there is a caste system and gender discrimination. The Christians are today in India very few. That means only 2.5%, that means 24 millions. Most of them were converted from Hinduism or other religions to Christianity and enjoying the freedom and happiness as Christians. So, because of this caste system and social discrimination, many children are not able to come out from the social situations and go to the school freely. So we really are convinced that it is only through education we can change the life situations of children and empower them for their better future. It takes almost $20 for a child to go to school in our institutions. So on behalf of these children, I invite you to be generous and pray for all our missions, whatever we are trying to do for the empowerment of the children. And also we have family missions. Family mission undertakes different activities. We run 3 psychological counseling centers, and we have different women empowerment programs. We build houses for homeless. Moreover, we give medical aids to the sick and so on. Through different activities, we not only preach the gospel of the Lord, we not only share our spiritual experience or Christ experiences, but also we share the compassionate love of Jesus with the people who are in our mission areas. That's the way we share both spiritual as well as the compassionate love of Jesus with whatever we have. So my dear brothers and sisters, as Father said, that you have contributed a lot for the missions. Thank you so much for your generosity and prayers. Your generosity, your support and prayers make our mission possible in this world. As I said in the beginning, most of our missions are in the third world countries. We dedicate ourselves for the poor and marginalized, so that, as I said, that we share the compassionate or merciful love of Jesus with others, especially those who are discriminated or those who are set apart from their fundamental rights and so on. So once again, on behalf of our Indian missions and missions elsewhere in the world of La Salette, I express our sincere thanks and gratitude to you all for all you have been towards us in different ways. Kindly pray for us. As I said, that your prayer is our strength. Moreover, let us pray together and let us work together for the greater glory of God, and let us pray for each other so that we will be able to share the love of Christ, the compassionate love of Jesus the Lord that we see in the gospel of today. So once again, thank you so much for everything, and thank you so much for listening to me very patiently. I know that my language is a bit different, my accent. I hope you are able to understand me. Thank you so much for everything. May God bless you all. Through our good intentions and through our good works, may the name of Jesus be glorified everywhere. Thank you so much. God bless.